Once your children are under the control of the family court, neither parent will be free of the interference of the court or its assigned agents. Each parent will only have as much input into the lives of the children as the court or its assigned agents allow. Where once decisions were made by mum and dad discussing the matter, the reality is that mum and her solicitor, dad and his solicitor, the child's representative, and the court counsellor and any other person assigned to the case now all have input, and unless some form of agreement can be worked out on each and every matter as they arise, the judge will then decide each issue as it is presented, and all parties will be bound by that decision. That court order cannot be varied until the court is again approached to have the order varied or revoked. Therefore, decisions in relation to your children may be made by six or more people, all with different views and with a judge having the final say. And to make matters worse, some, if not most, of these people have had none or little experience with children. To bring the matter into harsh reality, what mum may want may not agree with what her solicitor may want, and her solicitor may present the mother's case differently to the mother's instructions. The solicitor naturally wants to win, but may claim she acts in the best interests of her client, even if her client does not consider that course to be so. Are you beginning to understand the reality of this court? The family court judge uses the following to make decisions. 1. The law to be applied being the Family Law Act 1975 and any other act cross-vested into the jurisdiction of the family court. 2. The proven evidence. For example, who did what and proved to be so. 3. Other evidence being the allegations of the case before the court. For example, allegations of who did what without any proof. 4. Expert evidence given by court-appointed agents, child representative-appointed agents, and parent-appointed agents. 5. The judge's discretion, which is the decision he makes on the matters put to him on the proven evidence, the allegations and his interpretations of them, and his interpretations of the Family Law Act 1975, and any interpretations of the Family Law Act 1975 by the forecourt of the Family Court or the High Court of Australia. Therefore, for the court to make a decision on what is in the best interest of a child, information must be presented to the court. The two major sources of information will come from the applicant and the respondent. In the vast majority of cases, the applicant and the respondent are two people who once took a vow to love and honour each other in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, for richer or poorer, until death us do part. However, to protect what each parent considers to be the well-being of the children, they must do what is in effect damage the other person, either their husband or wife, with whom they had previously taken a vow to be united as one in marriage.